Rothstein, Kirby Himmish with you as we get set for our second game of the day and the last of four first-round games in Region 15C, a region so far that has saw Central Valley League teams, Kirby, winning those first three ball games.
Not this one.
No, it's all Stearns County here, right? Somebody from Stearns County is going to win it. It's St. Martin or Spring Hill, and those two teams being announced right now down on the field. Region 15C Baseball brought to you today by El Rosa Lumber Company, Greenwald, or actually El Rosa Green and Feed, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose and Sock Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Lewis Auto Body and Glass, and Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, Rambo, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Gilk Services over in Richmond, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, Buyer Built, Belgrade, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, and Erkins Water of Cold Spring. Well, if the first three games are indication, Kirby, of we having a competitive ball game, I would say it's going to be a pretty fun one to do here again today.
Well, you always look at the bracket and you see Stearns County, guys like you and I, we get excited about that. But you get two teams that were state tournament teams last year, traditionally have played some pretty doggone good regions games. I'd say, everyone should be treated to a great game coming up here.
You bet. And the pitching matchup today has the Martins' Scott Leeser taking the mound, and he'll be opposed by draftee Ty Reller from the New Munich Silver Streaks to be on the mound for Spring Hill this afternoon. We have some starting lineups for you today. Kirby Himmish.
Spring Hill's going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard as their manager leads off, Eric Terrace. He leads off the shortstop, batting second. At third, Ethan Meyer. Batting third, the designated hitter, Jamie Terrace. Batting fourth in left field, Austin Schaumburg. Batting fifth at second base, Dylan Gertkin. Batting sixth in right field, Regan Nelson. Batting seventh in catching, Nathan Terrace. Batting eighth at first base, Luke Damer. And batting ninth in center field is Owen Meyer. The pitcher, a draftee from New Munich, is Ty Reller. Terrace, Meyer, Terrace. Schaumburg, Gertkin, Nelson. Terrace, Damer, and Meyer. For Carl Leeser and the St. Martin Martins, the one seed out of the Stearns County League South, leading off at second base, Carter Thielen. Batting second at shortstop, Kyle Leeser. Batting third and catching, Kurt Schlungen. Batting fourth in right field, Tanner Arsenal. Batting fifth in left field, Brian Schlungen. Batting sixth at first base, Brady Goebel. Batting seventh and DHing is Ben Schrader. Batting eighth at third base, Ryan Messer. Batting ninth in center field, Nolan Reeder. And pitching today on the mound, Scott Leeser. Again, Thielen, Leeser, Schlungen, Arsenal, Schlungen, Goebel, Schrader, Messer, and Reeder with Scott Leeser on the mound for the St. Martin Martins. As Randy Rothstein, I'm going to actually try to get over to Steve Schlungen right here.
Okay.
See if Steve's going to say some words about Carl Leeser, Hall of Famer.
Carl Leeser has dedicated most of his life to amateur baseball, starting out as a kid watching his dad, Smiley, play for St. Martin before becoming a player himself at a very young age. He continued playing for some 20 years before becoming a player manager and eventually a full-time manager, which has taken him the last 24 years, I believe. Carl's commitment to a continuous improvement is what makes him stand out as a leader in this league. As a player, he worked hard and pushed himself to always get better with his glove and with his bat. As a manager, he pushes to get better. He pushes players to get better. He tries to create a team atmosphere where everyone feels included and understands the bigger picture of this being an overall team effort. Carl has also been instrumental in trying to always improve our league by pushing for changes that would help sustain and improve the level of play in the Stearns County League. He also has driven to improve our ballparks and always tries to create a welcoming experience for players and for anyone who wants to take in a game. Carl, along with his wife, Ruth, have been driven to give the best fan experience you could ask for while watching town ball. Amateur baseball. It's about teams. It's about families. It's about communities. It's about the great state of Minnesota. It's about America and the great American pastime. Thank you, Carl, for your commitment to amateur baseball, and congratulations on being selected to the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame.
Well, that was pretty cool, Randy.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. Carl Leeser going to throw out the first pitch, Kirby, to his wife, Ruthie. And see if Ruthie's up to the task of catching the left-hander, Carl. He's going to go up to the pitcher's mound. And I would say they probably practiced at home a few times.
Think so? A little warm-up pitch? Yeah. Ruth will knock it down and keep it in front of her. That a girl, Ruthie.
All right. There you go. All right. That's awesome. And congratulations to Carl Leeser. Come mid-September, he'll be over at the Hall of Fame induction at the River's Edge Convention Center in St. Cloud, and the annual Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame induction. Kirby, with that, let's us take a one-minute timeout, and we'll be back here in a minute. All right, we're back here in Watkins, game number four of the first round of our Region 15C playoffs, and St. Martin taking on Spring Hill. Scott Leeser taking his warm-up tosses on the mound right now for the Martins, and Eric Terrace in the batter's box. He's getting ready to bat here this afternoon. Some earlier ball games. Let's go over last night's scores here in Watkins. The first game, Pearl Lake defeated El Rosa by a score of 10-8 last night. It was the Cold Spring Rockies over Farming 8-6. Last evening, and then today, Watkins comes from behind, getting a walk-off single by Nolan Geislinger in the bottom of the ninth inning to beat Richmond 4-3 as the Clippers scored four in the bottom of the ninth inning. Some other scores in Region 8C last night. It was Piers Brewers over Avon 7-4 in 10 innings, and it was Buckman defeating Randall 3-2 in 11 innings last night in 8C. Earlier today, Nisswa defeated Opole 10-3. And the last I heard, St. Wendell was playing Foley in Region 8C. And that ball game had Foley beating St. Wendell 3-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Luxembourg beat Monticello earlier today in Region 11C 2-0. And it was Marshall over Atwater in Region 4C 13-8. We're ready to go as Eric Terrace stepping in the batter's box for the Chargers facing Scott Leeser, and the right-hander Leeser's first pitch, a breaking ball, that's a called strike and 0-1. The ball's one strike. We get started at 3:50 here this afternoon. Swing and a miss and a ball that's low and in the strike zone, and the count at 0-2 now to Eric Terrace. The ball's two strikes. Pitch on the way. Terrace dribbles it on the ground to second. Quickly up with it and over to first. Tanner Arsenault and 4-3 in the put out of Eric.
Soft contact, Randy, is something Scott Leeser coaxes a lot of. They don't square this guy up a lot.
No. You can see a lot of squibbers in the infield, that's for sure. That'll bring Ethan Meyer to the plate. Ethan, third baseman for the Chargers. And he chops this one foul at the plate, 0-1. Ethan has had a pretty good freshman season here for the Spring Hill Chargers, as he just completed his junior year at Albany High School and playing on the same team with his older brother, Owen, now. And he has found himself a spot number two in that Spring Hill order. Foul back and out of play, and the count at 0-2. I'm just amazed at some of these athletes, Kirby, and we talked about Nolan Geislinger back when he was playing in the state tournament. But you look at a guy like Ethan Meyer, he just kind of blends in. He becomes one of the guys. He's not just that high school kid. Meyer, fly ball down the right field line, giving chase, and in the right field corner, right up against the fence, making a nice catch right against the fence for the Martins. It's Tanner Arsenault, who's actually out in right field. I take that back. Tanner is not at second. That's Carter Thielen at second, so Arsenault with a running catch. He slides into the side fence, making a catch out and right.
Went a long way, and boy, that fence got on him quick, Randy, as he caught it right before the wall. Very nice play by Tanner Arsenault.
So two outs, and Jamie Terrace
settles into the batter's box. Jamie at the DH spot today, batting for the pitcher, Ty Reller. And there's a strike called, 0-1. Jamie, you'd usually find him in the middle of the infield, either at short or second. Ground ball up the middle. Leeser deflects it to Thielen at second. That'll go as a 1-4-3 infield ground ball out. And that'll do it for the Chargers here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. One half inning in our books here in Region 15C. It's Spring Hill nothing. St. Martin coming to bat. We're back in a minute. All right, bottom of the first inning. And the St. Martin Martins will send Carter Thielen to the plate. Kyle Leeser and Kurt Schlungen facing the left-hander Ty Reller, the draftee from New Munich. And Kirby, you've seen Ty pitch over the years. We've seen some just masterful games by this tall, lanky left-hander. And he's a good draftee for the Chargers.
I still sometimes, Randy, my head, I just can't shut my brain off before bedtime that we didn't record that awesome game he threw in Farming against St. Martin in the 2019 regions. But Ty is, he's one of those guys. He's had just so much success. And I mean, you look at it, 2012, 2013 graduate of Melrose High School. It's like, gosh, this kid can't be that old already, Kenny. Well, time keeps moving, doesn't it?
Time moves on. That's right. And Ty's actually turned into a really good hitter, too, for the Silver Streaks. So not only does he add the arm, but he adds the bat, too. But, you know, with the pitchers being drafted now, they do not hit anymore. It's you get their arm, and that's it. Carter Thielen settles into the box. The second baseman bowls this first pitch down the right field line. That's going to go out of play as Luke Damer chases that. And 0-1. Maltz, one strike.
What a world that was. Drafting pitchers who could hit and catchers who could hit.
It was a different game. Here's Thielen, another foul back and out of play.
I remember doing a New Munich, or it was a Spring Hill region game with you in St. Martin, and Matt Mittendorf was drafted by Al Rosa to catch. It's like he catches. It's like, well, he does tonight.
Yep.
They want him in the lineup.
0-2 the count to Thielen as Reller comes home. Pitch high for a ball, and one ball, two strikes. It'll be Kyle Leeser and Kurt Schlungen following Carter Thielen. Reller's pitch just on the outside corner, and a called strike three. Carter Thielen's caught looking.
That was well-executed at bat right there. Seems like Terrace and Reller working well together as you get the draftee who's playing against a guy he's faced or pitching for a team he's faced an awful lot.
Got a pretty nice breeze blowing here in Watkins this afternoon, keeping the fans that have found some shade rather comfortable. In the sun, Kirby tells me it is hot.
And how?
And hot. That wind is blowing in from left field, so anything hit up in the air to left field or even center field is going to hang. Leeser takes the first pitch for a ball and squibs one foul, and the count one ball, one strike. 1-1. Looking at this Martin lineup today, Kirby, we're going to see all right-handed hitters. Not a lefty in the group.
How about that? Don't see that every day.
No. Nope. Leeser drills it foul down the third baseline, and the count at 1-2 now. And that's kind of what you want with a left-hander on the mound. You want that righty-lefty matchup. One ball, two strikes, one out. Nobody on for St. Martin. No score here in the bottom half of the first inning. Kick pitch, high for a ball, and 2-2.
Still some zip on that Reller heater.
Two balls, two strikes. Ty Reller kicks and delivers, and outside a ball. Now the count full at 3-2. 3-2. Reller looks down to Nathan Terrace, who's behind the plate today, and comes home. And that pitch is going to be high and outside, ball four, and Kyle Leeser works himself a walk.
Those were, I mean, ball three and ball four, Randy, great takes by Leeser. Like, you could have easily made a case that he should swing at it, but just knowing the zone right away and saying that, nope, that ball's out, and KP's aboard.
Pitches that did not miss by much, but they were balls. Up at the plate, Kurt Schlungen. And Kurt has made his return to the St. Martin. Martins takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0.
Nice little decade off of baseball.
Was it that long?
2014.
Wow.
He played for the Martins, yeah.
One ball, no strikes. Leeser at first. Ty Reller works from the stretch, and Kurt Schlungen swings and fouls it out of play in the count at one ball, one strike. Tanner Arsenault on deck. One-one, Reller looking down to Nate Terrace. A left-hander kicks and delivers, and Schlungen dribbles it down the first baseline. The count at a ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. This is the last of our first-round games. We will have a game, I would say, right around 6, looking like we're going to run a little later than 6 o'clock tonight for that game to start, but that'll be a state qualifier game, and either Pearl Lake or the folks from Cold Spring in the Rockies will punch a ticket to the state tournament.
Streets are talking that last night's victory for Pearl Lake, Randy, was their first region win in 32 years.
Holy cow.
Yep.
Chopper foul by Kurt Schlungen down the third baseline. And the count at a ball and two strikes yet. Well, you hope that the beers did not flow too much, mm-hmm. that they're able to play today.
Well, they played the first one, so they got a nice little head start.
Yeah.
Have some fun. And then they play the late one tonight, so a nice break for them.
One ball, two strikes.
Celebrate region victories responsibly, right?
There you go. The kick, the pitch to Schlungen inside, and 2-2 now.
That would be a do as I say, not as I do, by the way, for yours truly.
2-2. No score. You're just joining us. Bottom of the first. Kyle Leeser takes a lead at first, and the throw by Ty Reller as Leeser comes back to the bag. Damer wasn't even on the bag.
He holds him on 2 feet off the bag, three feet off the bag.
Ready again, one out. Ty Reller's pitch. Kurt Schlungen bloops it down the right field line, and coming on, making the catch in the right field corner is Regan Nelson for the second out.
Double play.
They're going to double off Kyle.
Kyle was running.
He was running on the play, so he does not get back in time. And a double play. I've got the pole in the way here. Yeah. So
I figured that post was in your way.
And that'll do it for the Martins. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. So we played an inning, no score. St. Martin and Spring Hill. We're back in 1 minute. Top of the second inning. Spring Hill Chargers ready to come to bat. We'll see their 4, 5, 6 hitters. Scott Leeser finishing his tosses on the mound. Kurt Schlungen had to put that equipment on, and he's coming back to home plate now. Yeah, that's, not playing amateur baseball and not catching, like in that role for 10 years to come back and do that. I know when you don't use maybe the arm or the legs or stuff like that for a while, how old it gets. And so that's just a testament to maybe how well Kurt has kept himself in shape.
Those Schlungen boys are built a little different, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. First pitch to Austin Schoenberg on the ground to third. Messer's got it. And Ryan across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout of Austin Schoenberg. Looks like that old M.O., Kirby. Go after Scott Leeser. Get him early, because if you get down in the count, your odds are not real good.
I mean, not that we just, like, recycle the same stuff we say every year, but I feel, hasn't it been, like, 4 years in a row now? We always say, like, well, if you don't want to mess with that slider and you see a fastball on 0-0 from this guy, go ahead.
Dylan Gertgen to the plate, and Dylan's first pitch is a strike called from that home plate umpire. Today, it's David Robinson behind the plate and Dave Peterson on the bases. Fly ball right field. Arsenault doing a little bit of a dance out there. Tanner makes the catch for the out. Quite honestly, I haven't seen Tanner play much outfield. And, I mean, that first catch he made, it's like, wow, this guy is like almost Willie Mays.
Traditional second baseman, right?
Yeah.
Played a lot of second. Yep.
And he's chased some balls probably down the line and stuff. But that time, Tanner positioning himself, made the catch for the out. And up at the plate, Regan Nelson. Pitch to Regan, low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. On the way, swing and a miss. Strike one, one ball, one strike. One won the count to Nelson, the right fielder for the Chargers. He'll follow that to the netting here in Watkins. And the count at one and two. When I was doing a walkthrough with Bruce Geislinger earlier today, Kirby, and it's like, well, we got to get this done before the state tournament. We got to get this done before the state tournament. Swing at a pitch in the dirt. And Nelson, now home plate umpire, says, hey, hold on here. Say Martin threw to first like Regan was out on strikes. Now we're going to get the two umpires to confer. I don't know what this discussion would entail.
What would he have to say?
I don't know. Because Kurt Schlungen treated it like, hey, it was a swing and a miss at a ball in the dirt.
So if they somehow thought that the base umpire, so he's out. If the base umpire maybe thought that it was a foul tip, how he could see that would be remarkable.
Incredible. Out on strikes is Nelson, and that'll do it for the Chargers in the second. No runs, no hits. No errors, no one left on base. We played an inning and a half. It's St. Martin nothing, Spring Hill nothing. We're back in 1 minute. Bottom of the second inning in the St. Martin Martins, Tanner Arsenault. Up at the plate, perverse pitch to Tanner, outside of ball, 1-0. Arsenault, Brian Schlungen, and Brady Goebel, the scheduled hitters here in the second. Ty Reller's pitch, Arsenault follows this down into the fan section here that hit the netting and then just kind of crawled up and fell straight down into the fan section down the first baseline. The count at 1-1. Arsenault takes outside, and now the count, one ball, two strikes.
Did Eagle Eye Randy bat with sunglasses often?
Never.
I couldn't either.
I did not feel safe. For whatever reason, I didn't want glasses, and it's before I actually wore reading glasses. Yeah. Did not feel safe with glasses on my head.
Just a pitch coming up and in might slice an eye or something. Yeah. Okay.
Two balls, two strikes. Arsenault dribbles it on the ground to third, bobbled once, and up across the diamond, Ethan Myers throw in time. Damer, nice pick over there. 5-3 in the putout.
He's got a strong arm, and Tanner hit it, you know, decently hard, but that bobble allowing enough time for Meyer to pick it up and whip it across for out number one.
Yeah. I mean, all those guys that play with contacts.
Yeah.
Unreal. Guys and gals. Any kind of sport. Here's Brian Schlungen. Schlungen takes a pitch low for a ball, 1-0. How many years have we talked about Brian Schlungen maybe starting the school?
Bunting Academy.
Bunting Academy, yes. Schlungen bloops this to right field and caught on one hop out there by Regan Nelson, and Schlungen with a one-out single. Final today from Region 11C, Kimball 9, Becker 1. Kimball 9, Becker 1. So, a lot of Kimball players here last night watching some Central Valley League teams. They go get the job done in 11C today with a victory of their own. Brady Goebel steps into the batter's box, and Brady take a pitch outside of ball, 1-0.
Central Valley's playing well.
They are. Doing very well. Foley has defeated St. Wendell in seven innings, 12-1 today in 8C. Pitch to Brady Goebel, down low, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Ty Reller on the mound. Kick, pitch. Goebel follows this one down the right field line. Luke Damer thought about chasing it, and then it ends up going quite a ways foul. Count at two balls, one strike.
Not to pull off old Band-Aids, Randall, but this isn't exactly the old no-hit Martins when you got this kid hitting sixth, right?
You're right. They have put some additional hitters in the lineup. Brian Schlungen always gets that good secondary lead. Goebel, fly ball right field. Fading back is Nelson. He'll make the catch out and right. And the second out of the inning.
I had a taste of Randy life right there, looking through beams trying to find Regan Nelson. It's a glorious sight line here.
It is.
But this big steel roof, they got two big beams kind of right on the right side. So Randy gets beat up on stolen bases, and I get beat up on fly balls to right.
You have to position yourself correctly. Now, Carter Geislinger, on the other hand, has the ultimate view. And, of course,
as he should,
he pays the big bucks to get that ultimate seat.
He's not just two dorks talking about baseball on the radio. He's doing the scoreboard, announcing, and the music.
And the music, yeah. He can tri-task. And the book.
And the book, gosh. Official scorer.
At the plate for the St. Martin Martins, we got Ben Schrader, Ben the DH today. Ben with a count to 2 balls, no strikes. Brian Schlung in the base runner with 2 outs for the Martins here in the second inning. No score if you're just joining us. Ty Reller delivers, and that pitch a strike on the outside corner and 2-1.
The Admiral David Robinson has a very delayed call of a strike, Randy.
He does. But he has a very
emphatic.
Obvious. Yeah, emphatic is a good word.
He's just got to get there.
2 balls, 1 strike. Going is Schlungen. Late throw, and Schlungen will be tagged out at second as Nathan Terrace one-hopped that, and Brian cut down trying to steal. 2-6 on the putout. That'll do it for the Martins in the second. No runs, a hit. No errors, no one left on base. 2 in the books. St. Martin, nothing. Spring Hill, nothing. More Region Baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN. Top of the third inning. Martin's right-hander, Scott Leeser, has taken his warm-up tosses. Scott threw that Spring Hill lineup. 3 up, 3 down in the first and second. Faces the bottom third of the order. Nathan Terrace, Luke Damer, and Owen Meyer. Nathan Terrace going with those
high socks
today.
Hadn't noticed that with his shins on.
See a little Charger striping on the socks, too, that yellow striping on it. First pitch, a strike call to Nathan in 0-1.
Spring Hill came to Richmond this year, Randy. He had a groin injury on the field that I wouldn't wish upon my worst enemy.
Oh. And he's been nursing it all year, playing some limited time. Pitch low and away in the count, 1 ball, 1 strike to Nathan. That's a foul back and out of play, and the count at 1-2.
Probably would have retired a lesser man, but speaking of guys built differently.
Yeah. There's that opportunity maybe to play with your kids yet someday. Swing and a miss. Nathan goes down on strikes for the second strikeout for Scott Leeser today. And Nathan's got a lineup of boys coming up there in that Terrace Farm system.
Their minor league affiliate, his backyard.
Yep. Luke Damer to the plate. Tell Luke, the first baseman, takes a strike on the outside corner and 0-1. The Malds, 1 strike. Kick, pitch. Damer fall back and out of play. And the count at 0-2 now to Damer.
Him and Amy mixed a girl in there too, and I can't. To be a fly on the wall of her growing up with those brothers and all that ball and stuff like that, that would be quite the upbringing.
Yep. No balls, 2 strikes. Pitch outside and the count at 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Kick, pitch.
Jeepers.
Swing and a miss. Damer goes down on strikes. Leeser got his third strikeout there and blew that one right by Luke Damer.
So I've been talking for years about the slider, and then there comes the old heater, Randy, still with some zip on it from old Scotty leg kick.
What a zippity-do. That'll bring Owen Meyer to the plate. Owen batting ninth here for the Chargers. Gives him some speed at the bottom of the order, and the pitch to Owen Meyer. Strike called, 0-1. Well, it's 1 strike. Owen, foul tip at the plate, and 0-2. Wonder what it's like for Owen's sister, Paige Meyer, to have to sit in the stands watching her brothers play. Probably didn't get to do that a lot over the years.
Probably beat them at sports a lot.
Oh, and Meyer will take high for a ball, 1-2. Well, the boys maybe got it up on her. They play baseball.
Yeah. That's true.
Paige was a good all-around athlete. Pitch a little outside in the count, 2-2.
I bet she'd hit 250 in the Stearns County League yet. Quite the athlete.
Yes, she is. 2-2 the count. And a swing and a miss. So Meyer goes down on strikes as Leaser strikes out the side here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We played 2.5 here in Watkins. It's St. Martin nothing and Spring Hill nothing. We're back in 1 minute. Here we go, bottom of the third inning. And for the St. Martin Martins, their bottom third of the order, Ben Schrader, Ryan Messer, and Nolan Rader. And you might say, well, it wasn't Ben Schrader batting the last inning? He was. Brian Schlungen got thrown out, ending the inning. And Schrader takes the first pitch, hits it in the hole between third and short. Throw to first, and Eric Terrace just about got Ben Schrader out there on that play.
That was a fantastic effort.
It was.
I mean, you talk about
it dribbled
off, not giving up on a play, as the Kirby and Randy young baseball advice school kids, never give up, because Eric Terrace did not give up on that play off of Meyer's glove, picks it up and almost threw him out.
You bet. That'll bring up Ryan Messer, the Martin third baseman. For the Martins today, their second hit off of Ty Reller. Messer looks to bunt, puts it perfectly down the third baseline. Meyer fields. He'll throw to first. 5-3 in the putout. Sacrifice in order there for Ryan Messer. Good job on the bunt. One out. On to second goes Ben Schrader. And number 9 hitter Nolan Rader steps up to the plate.
Center fielder number 20, Nolan Rader.
Martins with the bunt. Randy, you can dob that space on your bingo card.
One of maybe a half dozen today.
Oh, so you want a line. You want the Region 15C Sportsbook to open up, and you want a line on how many Martin bunts on the day? If I put it at 3.5, would you say over or under?
I'd say over.
Over 3.5.
We're early in this ball game. No
score. It's
close.
It's close. Yeah.
Nolan Rader into the batter's box. And Reller takes a glance back to second. His pitch, Rader outside, a ball, and 1-0. And now Nathan Terrace wants to go have a word with Ty Reller on the mound. Boy, I look at Ty Reller and I just get hot. I mean, he's wearing a black jersey, and then he's got
black long sleeve
underneath that. And it's on his throwing arm, not necessarily his glove arm, but his throwing arm. Maybe that black sleeve just to keep that elbow nice and warm. They kick the pitch outside and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Schrader, the base runner at second. We're in the bottom of the third inning, no score. And a line drive for a base hit by Nolan Rader to right field. Regan Nelson quickly gets it in to the infield, and the Martins got a one-out threat here. Runners at first and third, and one out, and Kirby Hemish. Opportunity here for bunt number two.
Randy, you know, I was just going to say, too, that Nolan Reeder's had himself a nice little summer. I'm hearing that name on the Puts Report a lot more than I used to.
Yep.
Good piece of hitting right there. Punched it to right.
Didn't do anything special with it. Just hit it where it's pitched.
So you could squeeze, obviously. Carl's never afraid of that. Breaking news here. The sun's going to set in the west tonight. But you got good speed on first here, too.
Absolutely. And, I mean, Rader can make stuff happen. If he all of a sudden takes off, does he want to draw a throw by Nathan Terrace? That middle of the infield, Gertken and Terrace. Are they going to come across and maybe cut it off? Here's a ground ball by Thielen up the middle. It hits Ty Reller. It's going to score Ben Schrader. And Reller, I don't know where he took that one, Kirby, but he's grabbing his bare hand.
I think that's where he took it.
Ah, he tried to grab that ball with his bare hand and maybe his wrist. And that one knocked the ball down. That was not a little squibber.
No.
That was a shot.
No, Carter Thielen hits the ball hard.
And so it's going to go as an infield single. The Martins are going to take a 1-0 lead. But more concerning is Ty Reller and what happened with his hand or wrist. And is he going to be able to pitch anymore here today with any kind of velocity?
Why are Carl and Kyle in that? Never mind. The thing of it is Runce, if that ball just goes up the gut with double play depth, he might have been able to turn two there.
Yeah.
If he leaves that one go, if Eric or if Gertken are right at the bag – could have had a chance to make a play on a double play.
It could have easily been that. Yeah, absolutely. So I guess just assessing again Tyreller's hand and if he's going to be able to go anymore. I think Jamie Terrace is out there. He's going to probably make some moves here. That might be it for Reller.
Well, he's looking for, was he looking for some ice or something?
Huh. Interesting.
What, are you going to ice it and then pitch? How are they going to pull this off?
I don't know, but I don't want to be the batter that steps in against him right away.
So was he going to try to do a throw here?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, he went at it with his bare hand.
He's still rubbing it against.
You think it's bleeding?
I don't see any blood on the hand.
Velocity's fine.
If it just was such a glancing blow, maybe it numbed it to a point. Pretty good velocity on the first two pitches he threw.
Second one looked like it might have been a strike, too.
Yeah. The base umpire taking a look at the hand. Jamie Terrace, who came out of the dugout for the Chargers.
Interesting. If it got a fingernail or something.
So, again, looking over what's going on the mound right now after Reller took a couple pitches. Nathan Terrace, Jamie Terrace, Eric Terrace all out. And they're just kind of playing the waiting game right now. Martins out on the grass too. It's 1-0 St. Martin. We're in the bottom of the third inning.
Look at this social hour we have here. Eric Terrace and Kurt Schlungen.
They're waiting for
gabbing
something.
It up over there. Yeah.
If there's a rescue unit down the line or whatever it is.
I haven't seen that at Regions in a while.
No. Or if somebody is bringing something. But, I mean, as far as a throwing hand, what can you put on it? Because you can't keep it on your hand.
Unless it's a fingernail and they want a clipper.
That's what it's appearing to be right now.
So Ty has dropped his glove.
Yeah. Or if it's a piece of skin that they maybe want to just chop off. Who knows?
No, he's doing it right in the Martin dugout, basically.
Okay.
What if there was some sabotage in there and they're like, oh, sorry, I cut your finger. Can't pitch anymore. Ha ha.
Region Baseball brought to you by El Rosa Lumber Company, El Rosa Green and Feed, Pep's Pork, Burrell Spring Hill, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, the Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank, an insurance agency, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose and Sauk Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, Rambo helping us out today with Region Baseball, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and Dominic Sauk Center and Long Prairie, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Westside Liquor in Wade Park, Gilk Services, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, Fire Built, Belgrade, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, and Erkins Water of Cold Spring. Well, we have had unusual little breaks over the years. Last year, we had the automobile accident out on Highway 4.
And the lights out.
And the lights out last year. And now we get Ty Reller's mysterious injury. We'll have to maybe talk to somebody about what that actually was.
Yeah.
We'll find out for you.
Maybe send our investigative reporting staff down to the Martin dugout. They would probably know, being most of the action happened over there. But yeah, that was a new one. The fingernail gate of 2024.
Okay. One out, two on. Kyle Leeser steps into the batter's box against Ty Reller. And Reller's pitch. Leeser will follow it back and out of play. Down the right field line it goes. And the count 0-1 to Kyle Leeser. Kyle went after that first pitch, Kirby. Was he expecting that fastball right down the middle?
Well, just sometimes after injuries and stuff like that, you're thinking long pause. No one's going to swing at this one.
0 on the count to Leaser. Kyle walked in his first at bat, takes a pitch down and inside, and the count 1-1. Just wondering if that prompted the Chargers maybe to get somebody loose in the bullpen. I am not seeing any activity as I'm looking through a few fans down that right field line, but nothing showing up that I can see right now. Here comes the pitch to Leaser, a fly ball right field. Coming in is Regan Nelson. He'll make the catch. And ball back into the infield and two outs.
Did you see Nolan Reeder on that play?
Yeah.
Tagging and looking at Carl, like, should I run or should I not? I don't know that I'd seen, a medium depth fly ball to the right field.
Yeah.
Do you think that would have been his call?
I would think you would just gauge that on what you can possibly do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll bring Kurt Schlung into the plate. Kurt, fly ball to right field in his first at bat. Takes a pitch for a called strike on the outside corner and 0-1. No balls, one strike. Ready on the mound, Reller. Schlungen pops this one up in the infield. Back on the grass, Dylan Gertgen, and backpedaling makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Martins in the third, but they draw first blood, scoring one run and three hits, no errors, and two left on base. We played three here in Watkins.
I get it. First blood. Good one, Randy.
Thank you. Three here in Watkins. It's 1-0 St. Martin. We're back with Kirby Amish in a minute.
Top four here in Watkins, as it is a 1-0 ball game now in favor of St. Martin. And Randy threw nine batters. That appears to be enough because Scott Leaser has been great first time through.
He's been dynamite, Kirby. Nine up, nine down with four strikeouts in that first time through the lineup. We've got Carter. He's looking for the story, the scoop on the injury to Ty Reller. So we should maybe have that here in the next half inning or so.
Oh, we do have the investigative reporting team here at CAS.
We do. We do. I mean, we're very specific at the friends we make. And so Carter has become our friend here very quickly.
Leaser's first offering, top of the order, Eric Terrace. Pitch missing inside for a ball. It'll be Terrace, Ethan Meyer, and Jamie Terrace for Spring Hill here in the fourth. And Scotty's 1-0 pitch. On the inside corner for a strike, 1-1. How did you deal with those fringe pitches with this delayed zone, Randy?
Oh, man.
1-1 pitch is low. Now 2-1. Did you see Kurt Schlungen earlier, too? He was about to throw the ball back.
Yeah.
And he was like, you didn't call that a – okay, you did call it a strike. Okay, thank you. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Terrace. He actually got a piece of it. Little foul chop. And 2-2.
Leaser is doing such a good job at changing speeds, Kirby. It's like that pitch coming to Eric right now. It seems so hittable, but it's moving so much.
2-2 to the leadoff man. Staring contest between Leaser and Terrace. Eric blinks first and calls time. Our second game of the day here today, as Leaser's 2-2 is missing low to fill it up at 3-2. Eric bounced out to Carter Thielen to start our ball game this afternoon. 3-2 pitch is chopped foul. And we'll do the 3-2 over again. Well, Moose is thirsty.
Yep. I was just thinking I'd like to be Moose's friend too right now, but got to wait till after maybe 8:30.
The company you keep, right?
That's right.
3-2 the count. As the 3-2 pitch chopped up the third baseline, that is foul. And we'll do the 3-2 once again.
Eric Terrace battling Scott Leaser here in the fourth. Kirby Hemish, a 1-0 Martin lead. Chargers looking for that first ding.
Got nothing, no base runners yet. 3-2, as that ball's hit a long way to left center field. Long run in left center, rounding it off now and making the catch on the run is Brian Schlungen. Boy, you get Kurt Schlungen back in your lineup, Randy, and you get an absolute boost with defense behind the plate. But then you move Brian out into the outfield, one of the better outfielders in the league. That's just an awesome move for St. Martin.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You put some good speed, some good athletes out on the field.
Ethan Meyer missing his bunt attempt right there. This is pretty good. You recognize that person in that picture?
Boy, I got to look hard.
Maybe Shane Berg, the eldest?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sean.
Sean is, so he's coaching third base on his son's team. And you see, got the earbud in there listening to Region 15C. Whilst coaching Little League Baseball.
They're listening everywhere, man. From the hospital to the fields to, weddings. They've got Chasm on today.
If I go to my earpiece, I want you to bunt. And, Coach, you didn't put any signs on. Sorry, Spring Hill had guys on. So, swing and a miss right there for Ethan Meyer for a ouch number two, strikeout five for Scott Leeser.
Boy, there are cameras everywhere, aren't they, Kirby?
He said his wife took that picture and said, what are you listening to? And he, I'm guessing, gave her a look like, what do you think? Two away, Jamie Terra, Sean's old classmate, into the batter's box. As the first offering to Jamie is laced into left field. As Jamie, with a solid knock, first hit of the day for Spring Hill. He's one for two, keeping his average at, what, 500 on the year, Randy? He's had a great summer.
Yes, he has. Jamie has hit very well. And, you know, part of that veteran MO for Jamie Terrace is like, well, I can be DH too and let some of the younger guys play some defense out there.
As a manager in my youth, there were some guys who hated DHing and some guys who loved it. And I could see Jamie really embracing that role.
Yeah.
One of those guys of
I agree with
staying
you.
In there.
Yep. Yeah. I'll contribute in any way. It doesn't, because some guys it's tough. It's like you almost got to play to be able to hit with any kind of average.
Well, and you had guys, I'm sure, where they'd get out one time and they're just moping around the dugout. Yeah. It's like, shoot, I should get you in the field because you're annoying me. As the one strike pitch to Austin Schoenberg curls in there on the slider. Now 0-2.
I mean, everybody that's on the field and even in the dugout, Kirby, they want to contribute. They want to be part of the team. They want to do something. And you get in a bat where it's like, gosh, is that going to be it for me because I can't get on?
Leaser's 0-2. Ooh. That, Randy, would be a 105 strike, but that is a 436 ball just missing the corner. And our count 1-2. Did not miss by much on the outer half with the off-speed. Leaser set. His 1-2 is chopped foul by Austin Schoenberg. Staying tough in there. Count stays put at 1-2.
Austin still called Cold Spring his residence yet?
You know, I haven't driven by the old neighborhood in a while. I hope so. I'd love some Schoenbergs to get into the Ricori school system. We'll have to maybe check with his dad when he brings the attendance up here.
That's right.
1-2 the count. Leaser set. He is 1-2. Chops softly towards short. Kyle Leaser flips it to Carter Thielen. Takes the short one right there to retire the Chargers here in the fourth. No runs. They get their game's first hit. No errors. One left. 3.5. It is 1-0. St. Martin on to the bottom of the fourth in 1 minute right here on Chasm Radio.
I know.
On to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Watkins. Tanner Arsenal makes his way into the batter's box. Ty Reller back out onto the mound. As we got a 1-0 ball game here. Our last first round matchup. As it is Spring Hill and St. Martin. Winner's going to get Watkins. Loser's going to get Richmond. Those would be our, second and third games tomorrow?
Yes, they would.
Swing and a miss from Tanner on an off-speed pitch. Pearl Lake and Cold Spring Rockies with our first second-round matchup coming up in Game 3 here, as that'll be half hour or so after the conclusion of this one.
Well, I think those the championship's tomorrow at 4, so I think we'll have the first two games, the 11 and 130. Those will be
losers.
Losers, yeah. Yeah, first and second.
So we'll be farming El Rosa at 11 for breakfast tomorrow. Richmond and the loser of this one at 1:30.
You got it.
And then Watkins in the winner of this one for state at 4. As 3-1 the count right now to Tanner Arsenal. As Tanner, first time up, bounced out to third baseman Ethan Meyer. 3-1 pitch to the backstop. So the Martins get the leadoff man on as Arsenal's aboard. And Brian will get bunt number 2 of the day right here, Randy.
Getting close to that over-under.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, we're already betting, I guess, so I wouldn't say I'd bet on it, but up by one, your best bunter. Yeah. Top hand will be moving towards the barrel here. Hey, look at that. Brian Schlingenbunt's fouled on the third baseline, though. I suppose they got to be active. They have to be fair bunts for it
they
to
do.
Count.
Okay. They do.
One strike on Brian. Brian with the famous squeeze when St. Martin defeated, was it Fergus Falls? 2021 state tournament. Winning the game without a hit. Squeezing in Kyle Leeser as Reller pitching outside. Snap throw back to first. Back safely is Tanner Arsenal.
A little close over at first.
Damer couldn't really find the bag there, Randy.
No, he kind of almost
overswiped the tag.
That comes as a result. He doesn't hold the runner on the bag, so he's always stepping and looking for it.
1-1 pitch. Brian will bunt this one in front of home plate as Nathan Terrace is going to go to second.
Oh!
His throw is off the mark. What the heck was that? Tanner Arsenal, big collision with Eric Terrace. Tanner's going to be safe. And Eric's laying flat on his back.
Yeah, Tanner went in with that slide, and Eric jumped up to try to retrieve that ball, and Terrace came down on his back, but boy, oh boy, that was a football play happening on a baseball field, Kirby. Wow, Eric helped up, and he's going to say, shoot, I'm okay. Here's the ball, Ty, let's go play. Ho! Oh. His 30-plus-year-old body's going to feel that tomorrow.
That was a loud collision. As Arsenal was coming in hot. You think it got him in like the hip or the back? Is he holding his back?
Yeah, it seems like his lower back right now, the hip area.
Right above the old left butt cheek. And then you get to go back out in the sun and play shortstop for the next six innings.
Well, the sacrifice works.
It does.
And will it go down as a fielder's choice?
Well, so Brian gets the sacrifice because he would have been out regardless. But do you give an error there? Good throw gets him? Or a fielder's choice for him advancing?
No, I think it just gets ruled a fielder's choice.
Okay.
I mean, there's no error. I mean, Eric made the catch.
As Brady Goble steps up, first pitch swinging, he skies one. That's deep to right field. Nelson has it measured. He'll make the catch. Both runners are going to tag. Nope, just the lead runner as Tanner scoots on over to third as Goble gets the runner to third with one away. Ethan, now, Randy, why does Brian's batting average go down because the catcher threw to the other base when he was bunting?
That's just the way things work.
Because I said so? Is that what you're giving me here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I kind of like how Ethan Meyer just kind of stepped away from Arsenal as he was going into third base. It's like, Okay. Don't need that contact.
Don't let me get in your way, Mr. Arsenal. Ben Schrader to the plate. Runners at the corners here. See if Brian gets put in motion. As Reller's first offering, Schrader popping this one foul down the right field line. Strike one on Ben. Singled his first time up. Middle infield playing back, Randy. So they're hoping for a double play.
It looks that way right now. Trailing 1-0 to the Martins.
Gosh, back is an understatement when you look at where Gertkin's playing. He's almost in the outfield. As Reller throws over, Brian back safely without a dive. 1-0 our score. St. Martin threatening to advance and improve their lead as they've got runners at the corners with just one away. As there he goes. There was a pitch out. And everyone goes back. So if they were thinking squeeze or they were thinking steal, everybody was thinking the same thing. You see the bat boy putting signs on over there?
I did not.
That is adorable. I'm getting soft in my fatherhood, Randy, but that was looking over, seeing that kid doing flashing some signs. That's fantastic. So 1-1 the count, one away, runners at the corners. Reller set. Brian stays put as this pitch is popped foul and out of play, and it's 1-2.
Right out the top of the mini biff. Schrader's battling him here. He battled him in his first at bat, too, and Ben ended up getting a single out of it.
One and two, the count, one away. See if Brian goes on this pitch right here. Nope, stays put. 1-2 off speed, missing outside.
It's almost like three at bats for Ben.
Yeah.
His first at bat, he actually was at the plate when Brian Schlungen got cut down trying to steal. So came up again next inning and ended up getting a hit.
2-2 pitch is hit on the ground to short, should be two. Terrace to second for one. Gerken the relay. What a play. Wow.
Nice.
On the run, throwing and moving like Jeter right there is Dylan Gerken. Randy, I was questioning how deep he was playing. If you can pull that off, you can play as deep as you want.
Absolutely. You talk about hitting him in stride, and Gerken using the strong arm on the relay gets two.
Nice double play for Spring Hill, and the Martins come up empty. No runs on no hits. There were no errors. One runner left on base. We have played four. 1-0 in favor of St. Martin here. First round matchup between St. Martin and Spring Hill. We're back in 1 minute on KASM. On to the fifth here in Watkins as we get a 1-0 ball game. Scott Leeser finishing his warm-up pitches. As Randy, that was a fantastic double play.
That was a sweet double play. We've seen some good ones this year, Kirby. And, you know, it's amazing how fast these athletes are now because that double play ball has got to be hit hard. And it was. Eric Terrace making a great play, first of all, but then throwing a strike to Dylan Gerken coming across the bag and Gerken firing it to first.
Now, how many times do you see a guy make a great play and then he leads off that next inning for you, Randy?
You know, it's quite often.
That's the way she works. Ooh, strike one called on Gerken. Dylan did not like that call. As Leeser will take the gift, Scotty's one strike pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2.
Second game of the day going final over in Wilmer has Raymond defeating Starbuck 2-1 today. 2-1. Ian Kuzman picking up the win for Raymond.
As the Rockets, they just keep winning, don't they?
They do.
That team's got winning percentage way up there over the years.
Solid program.
Gerken fouls this one off. Steen still play for them, do you know?
I believe so, yes.
0-2 pitch, little nubber right in front of home plate. Kurt Schlungen's got to hurry. Gerken can move. Oh, my gosh. Kurt's arm's still there, Randy.
How fast did that get there?
That was a bullet.
Wow.
The old gopher still got something in the shoulder as he rips one into the pocket of Brady Goble. One away.
And Dylan Gerken is, we just talked about how fast he is.
Yeah. Yes, we did. Regan Nelson to the plate, looks at a strike at the knees, looks at a ball below the knees, excuse me.
I think the Chargers knew they had their hands full coming in today, Kirby, and so they got to try to create something.
Yeah. It's an imposing team, the three-time defending champions of Region 15C, St. Martin. As the 1-0 pitch swung on and missed, there's a ball flip foul right there by Nelson. Now 1-2. Nelson to be followed by Nate Terrace for Spring Hill here in the fifth. As the 1-2 pitch in there, strike three. Regan couldn't get the bat off the shoulder, Randy, and sometimes when you're thinking off speed and the heater comes, that's best you can do.
Yeah, that's best he can do. I think Regan got caught that time, Kirby, second-guessing himself and just not ready.
So two down.
Six strikeouts?
Is that what you got? Six? I better check your math here, Randy. I know we had some issues earlier. One, two, three, four. That a boy. Six, yeah. I got two.
We had different teachers, same high school.
You didn't have Jeff Morgan?
No. I got him as a neighbor.
Yeah. I got him as a party line guest as a county commissioner.
That's
for a
true.
While.
That's true.
1-0 pitch by Leeser to Terrace. Nathan flips it foul. As the 1-1 offering, that's outside. Now 2-1. 1-0 St. Martin here, top of the fifth inning. As Leeser, his 2-1 pitch, waved at by Nate Terrace. And 2-2. Healthy hack at that one by Nathan. As Scotty right back, 2-2 pitch, hit on the ground, fielded by Leeser. Nobody does it better with a glove on the mound than that guy. And look at that throw, Randy, wow. From a knee. On the mound, a bullet right over to Brady Goble. Scott Leeser, the Region 15 C Gold Glove winner, the award that doesn't exist, with a great play right there. 1-3 in the putout. Three up, three down. Go the Chargers, and that'll do it for Spring Hill in the fifth. We've played 4.5. It's 1-0 in favor of the Martins. We are on to the bottom of the fifth inning, coming up in 1 minute, right here on your home for Region 15 C, KASM. We move our way to the bottom of the fifth inning, Randy Rothstein, as a gorgeous day warming up on everybody, but still plenty of shaded seating. My wife and father-in-law, my wife's grandpa, had a nice little spot under the overhang there. Great place to watch a ball game here in Watkins.
And then they headed to the pool?
If Reggie would have heard about the pool, he might move in.
You might have trouble taking him home.
He'd get his $5 worth, that's for sure. Yeah, as Nathan Terrace throw down to second base.
That was my one fear, because we had that discussion last night, and I'm going, Kirby is not bringing his swim trunks today, I hope.
You didn't think I'd actually duck out on you to go swimming, did I?
Take a dip? Yeah. I don't know. That community pool, they'll get used a lot here in Watkins.
They've got a great little facility here tucked away in the what corner would this be of town? The northwest. West corner, yeah. Ryan Messer looks at a strike from Ty Reller. As Reller right back, Messer chops that one foul. 0-2, it'll be Messer, Nolan Reeder, top of the order, Carter Thielen. For the Martins, up by one here in the bottom of the fifth. As Ty's 0-2 pitch, chopped foul. Stay put at 0-2. We got a gambling man up here, Randy. Little 50-50.
Little 50-50.
Raffle.
Nice little fundraiser for these teams the last few years at Regions.
0-2 pitch. Messer flips that one straight back. Oh, and two the count. As Reller's 0-2, that is hit a long way to left. That ball is foul into the left field corner. Good swing. Probably swing of the day by Messer, just foul.
You got that one right off the fist, though, Kirby. That was on the inside part of the plate, and he turned on it and turned on a little bit too far.
Count still at 0-2. As Ty's 0-2 pitch, chopped foul at home plate. Might have got the front foot of Ryan Messer.
Almost the same pitch.
Yeah. Well, he hit it 300 feet the pitch before. Let's see what he can do with it the next pitch.
Yeah, his ankle's wearing it now.
0-2 the count. First game of the day, saw a walk-off win for Watkins. As this pitch popped up, fouling out of play. Reller and Messer in quite the battle right here. As 0-2 again, chopped foul.
Boy, he's battling. Making Ty Reller throw some pitches. You surprised how deep playing in center field here, Owen Myers?
Holy buckets, didn't notice. Yeah. He's way back there. As Messer into the netting. You can check in on my family at home playing there, Randy.
He is way out there. Way out.
So the sign says 360. He's got to be all of 340 something.
Yeah. You know, and that goes to say, too, with your outfielders. Do they feel better
going in or going back?
Coming in on a ball or going back on a ball? Yeah.
Great point. 0-2 inside. And we get a count change for the first time in four pitches. It's now 1-2. As Reller right back. 1-2 offering, swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Ryan Messer, out number one. Randy, that is Ty's first strikeout since he struck out Carter Thielen to start the game.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't have seen that coming.
No, absolutely. I mean, this Ty Reller, he can strike out 10 batters easily in a game.
Pick those up in four innings. As Reeder pops one to right, Nelson is there. Good basketball player flies out to good basketball player, and there are two away. Lineup flips over for St. Martin as Carter Thielen steps in. Thielen in the leadoff spot had that RBI single in the third. He is the lone RBI of our game here. As Reller ready. First offering, Thielen swings through that one. Four strike one. 1-0. St. Martin. Difference in the ballgame that Thielen. Single scoring Ben Schrader. As that pitch missing outside for a ball. Now 1-1. As tie guy right back. 1-1 pitch popped up. Short right field. Nelson has it measured. He will make the catch cap high and tie with a 1-2-3 fifth inning, retiring the Martins in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. As we have played five innings, Martins holding on to that 1-0 lead. Leading Spring Hill 1-0 here. Region's opening round. We are back in 1 minute right here on Chasm Radio. Spring Hill 6 starts with Luke Damer. Damer, Owen Meyer, and then the line flipped over to Eric Terrace. That's 8-9-1. As they got to try to figure out some guy that not many have figured out over the years, Randy Rostein.
No, they have not. Scott Leeser has given up just the one hit today on six strikeouts, has not walked a man. And
Damer shoots one to right. Tanner Arsenal, solid veteran right fielder, as Randy Rostein alluded to earlier, moves over, makes a nice catch.
Well, you can put him anywhere. You know, I really like Tanner as a relief man, too.
He'll come fast in there. Forward.
Fast is the key word.
Fast forward. That's what you dubbed him in high school.
Yeah, absolutely.
Toe and go. Al Almdahl special. He's not messing around on that mound. As Owen Meyer into the batter's box. As this pitch chopped on the ground to third. Messer gets a nice hop on the second hop. Throw across 5-3. Two quick ones. Retire the bottom two members of the Charger order. Lineup flips over. And Randy, Eric's going to have to look at some pitches here.
Yeah, he is. I mean, two quick outs here for Scotty Leeser. Eric Terrace, Kurt Schlungen exchanging some pleasantries. Eric got flipped out at second base. Nasty collision. We'll see what the bat swing looks like.
First offering from Leeser. Slider misses outside.
Nice pitch.
A 105 strike, Randy?
Yeah. Yep.
As the 1-0 pitch from Leeser. That slider drops in there. Now 1-1. David, who are you throwing? David Jonas filling out his lineup card here for game number two. As this ball hit on the ground towards short. Shortstop bouncing out to shortstop right here. As Kyle Leeser picks it up, throws him out. Three up, three down. Go the Chargers in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. As Scott Leeser making quick work of Spring Hill in the sixth inning. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Coming up in 1 minute, it's 1-0 St. Martin over Spring Hill on KASM. Bottom six here in Watkins as first round matchup between the St. Martin Martins and Spring Hill Chargers. It's got a 1-0 lead right now in favor of the Martins. They will go 2-3-4, and that starts with Kyle Leeser. He leads off the sixth, guy who hit leadoff for this team for about a decade. As he squares to bunt and puts a beauty down the third base line, as Randy can't roll it better than that.
Unreal. That just hugged the grass three quarters of the way down the line. Yeah, you're not going to do anything with that.
So that was a the catcher, number 28. That was a non-called bunt. Does that go to our bunt total?
Right.
No, you're saying it doesn't go.
You are correct.
Gotcha.
Does not.
But this guy's going to sacrifice right here, I'd say, to put us on the over.
You take the bat out of Kurt's hands?
Well, you keep playing for one. I mean, you got the middle of your order. Hey, look at that. Kurt Schlungen puts a good bunt up the first base line. Reller field flips underhand. Schlungen retired on the sacrifice. Randy cashes in on the over bet, and there is one away as Leeser ends up at second.
Yes, indeed.
Kirk can still run. He almost beat that out.
Well, if you can get down in the crouch yet and catch, I'm sure there's some speed yet in those hammies. And
that athleticism hasn't quite left him yet?
No.
Tanner Arsenal looking to clutch up here. Oh, no. To the backstop goes Reller's pitch. And Leeser's going to end up at third, and the Charger infield's going to have to come in here.
That's a big time. Miscue there by the Chargers. Yeah. You know, one run's big for Scott Leeser. Two runs are bigger.
Squeeze right here. Kyle stays put. Tanner takes a ball on the inside. 2-0 the count. Brian Schlungen on deck. 1-0 Martins. They're looking to tack on. As the 2-0 pitch, Tanner pops this one up, fouling out of play. Now it might be coming, Randy. Gave him a shot.
2-1.
2-1. Hitters count. Game within the game. Carlos never afraid. As Reller set. Leaser stays put. As no, it is a bunt. It's popped up, though, and caught by Damer, and it's another double play. They did put the squeeze on, Randy, but it was popped up, and it is a double play to get Spring Hill out of Dodge here in the sixth. Wow. Wowzer. Kyle Leeser's been doubled up twice today.
Yes, unbelievable.
He's going to say, Dad, just leave me, just keep me put. I'll stay put. So it's a F3 on the bunt for Arsenal, and then a 3-5 to retire Leeser. That does it for the Martins in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Oh, man, six innings, and it's 1-0 in favor of St. Martin. Randy, take us home from here, coming up in 1 minute. On KASM.
Making our way to the seventh inning here at Watkins. A 1-0 St. Martin with the lead over Spring Hill. The Chargers here in the seventh sending their 2-3-4 hitters up. Here's Ethan Meyer. First pitch off of Scott Leeser. Fly ball at center field. Nolan Reeder coming in. Makes the catch for out number one. And Chargers using that mentality, Kirby. They're still going after that first pitch a lot yet.
Trying to be aggressive. And, I mean, the thing of it is, Ron says, pitch count does not matter to this guy. We talked rubber arm JT earlier. This guy's got one, too. Leeser could go all day and maybe tomorrow, too.
And Jamie Terrace to the plate. Jamie, 1-for-2 today. Pitched low and away, a ball, 1-0. Austin Shaneberg on deck. One run, five hits, no errors. No runs, one hit, no errors. Strike call to Jamie Terrace, and the count at ball and a strike. 1-1. Scott Leeser's pitch. Chopper to third. Messer fields the two hop across the diamond. 5-3 in the putout. Two down. Been watching Brady Goble, too. The last two throws over to Brady. Gosh, it scares me because he pulled his foot so quick on that throw being made from his infielders. And kind of wonder if an umpire somewhere along the way is going to say, no, he came off too early.
Did you ever play first?
I did early in my baseball career.
You were one of those guys who you kept that foot on there well after the...
And then fears of getting spiked. Here's a fly ball. Center field, actually left field. Brian Schlungen has it for the out, and that'll do it for the Chargers here in the inning. We've got no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. After six and a half, it's St. Martin 1, Spring Hill nothing. We're back in a minute. Bottom of the seventh inning, and the St. Martin Martins make their way to the plate. Brian Schlungen, Brady Goble, Ben Schrader. Scheduled to face left-hander Ty Reller. Carter Geislinger was telling us the word from the streets is that Ty kind of cut his hand or opened up a wound on the upper portion of his wrist.
Sure. We've all been there. That lace. Yeah. That lace gets you in the hand and so opens her up.
Whether they're looking for some new skin or something like that, but it seems like Ty is able to keep pitching.
All right, Randall. I've waited for 7.5 innings. It's time for you and I to make some enemies. It's
line drive up the middle, fielded by Terrace at short across the diamond. 6-3 in the putout, Brian Schlungen. And up to the plate, Brady Goble. I don't know, Kirby, if I'm in the mood to make any enemies at this stage in my life. I've only got a few years left, you know.
I guess the reason I bring it up is I got my book all messed up here now. I'm trying to figure it out. I'll hold on to it.
Brady Goble takes the first pitch for a ball, then a strike, and 1-1 the count to Brady. They'll make it now it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. 1-0, St. Martin with the lead. Our last of four first round games. There's a strike called, and 1-2 now to Brady Goble. Hot summer afternoon for that first full weekend in August. Pitch to Goble, just missing on the outside corner.
Ty thought he hit it.
Ty thought he had it. And two balls, two strikes. Reller ready. Goble laces it to left field. Right at Austin Schoenberg, though, who makes the catch for out number two. Two down, and Ben Schrader makes his way to the plate. Gives the home plate umpire a foul ball that had to come back to Ben. And now he settles himself in the batter's box. Ben, 1-for-2 today, base hit, and then bounced into a double play. There's a strike call to Schrader and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Kick pitch. There's a ball. And one ball, one strike.
Scored the only run of the game.
The 1-1 pitch by Reller. Swing and a miss, strike two. Kind of wonder, is Ben Schrader going to be the Martins pitcher tomorrow?
Good
win,
candidate.
Win or lose?
Good candidate. Thielen, him?
Yep. Schrader, two-hop shot to second. Dylan Gertgen up with it over to first. 4-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Martins in the seventh. Three up, three down. After seven innings of play here in Region 15C Baseball, it's St. Martin 1, Spring Hill nothing. We're back in a minute. Top of the eighth inning. Spring Hill Chargers need the hit parade to start. I know they had the Kroughton Wersch parade here earlier today, but yeah, the Chargers are looking for the hit parade here in Watkins.
It's a big weekend for the Watkins businesses.
Oh, absolutely. Town is hopping. Lots of people around. They had a cow on the loose last night here in town, we heard, so they corralled that cow. And, yeah, some other altercations too. But
so if you're scoring at home during the Richmond-Watkins game, a goose was loose in right field on a great catch, and then a cow was loose last night.
That's right. That's right. At the plate, Dylan Gertgen, count one ball, one strike. Dylan 0-for-2 today against Scotty Leeser. Kick pitch, Gertgen ground ball to short. Up with it, Kyle Leeser. Strong throw to Goble across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout. You talk about keeping the ball down. First inning, 4-3. 1-4-3. Second inning, 5-3. Third inning, well, he struck out the side. Fourth inning, struck out one in that inning, but a fielder's choice, and 6-4. 2-3 in the fifth. 1-3 in the fifth. 6-3 in the sixth. 5-3 in the sixth. Seventh inning, 5-3, and 6-3 here.
10 ground ball outs.
Wow. Just keeping the ball down. And that's when you are the most effective as a pitcher, Kirby. At the plate, Regan Nelson fouled one off, and 0-1 to Regan. Another foul ball, and 0-2. Regan struck out twice today. He has been troubled with working from behind in that count because, Devin Orbeck.
Oh, got a pinch hitter.
Yeah. Devin Orbeck is batting for Regan Nelson. And the count at one ball, two strikes to Devin. Devin swings and misses, and he'll go down on strikes.
You got seven strikeouts?
Seven strikeouts.
So 10 ground outs, seven strikeouts gives me 17 of his 22 outs, Randy.
Unbelievable.
23 outs, sorry.
Yeah.
He is good at pitching.
That's no other way to say it. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Arsenal giving chase, and the fence backs up as Tanner touches it. And that ball goes foul.
Hurting people today.
Yeah. Well, you look how he attacked the fence early on in the ball game. He slid into it, spikes up, caught that ball. Two outs, nobody on in the eighth for the Chargers. Pitch to Nathan Terrace, chopper to third. Ryan Messer has it. across the diamond, 5-3 in the putout, and that'll do it for the Chargers here in the eighth. Three up, three down after eight or seven and a half innings of play. It's St. Martin 1, Spring Hill nothing. We're back in a minute here on KASM. Bottom of the eighth inning, Tyreller finishing up his warm-up tosses. Nathan Terrace was getting the equipment on. Just a reminder, coming up between this ball game and the next, which is scheduled for 6 o'clock, we will get your rosary inspirational music. That will all be coming up between our next game. Terrace will whip it down now to second base, and coming up to the plate, Ryan Messer, the Martin third baseman. Messer, Nolan Reeder, Carter Thielen, the scheduled hitters. Kirby, your career, did you play all wood bat?
Yep.
Never ever metal?
Nope. Metal started in 02, and I was a freshman in high school.
Or you mean wood start 02?
Oh, yeah, my fault. Yep, good call.
Messer goes first pitch, fly ball to Owen Meyer in center field, and Owen makes the catch for the out.
What was the transition like? You still played when they did the switch, right?
The transition for the first 2 years, in my estimation, was like, holy cow, this game has totally changed. Because guys were having a tough to the wood bat.
Yep.
I mean,
how many bats did you break the first couple years?
It was horrible. There, we went through bats like there's a
fair ball
ripped by Nolan Reeder down the left field line past Ethan Meyer.
Digging
into the corner, throw coming in, and Reeder will go in standing up with a double.
Two-hit day for Nolan.
You bet. That'll bring top of the order up in Carter Thielen. But, yeah, the guys, I think, struggled not necessarily knowing how to hold a wood bat decently. And
well, what was it like hitting inside pitching with an aluminum bat and then inside pitching with a wood bat?
Well, inside pitching with aluminum bat, you'd get nothing. A lot of the Lake Henry singles or the Richmond little singles, you know.
The what?
Yeah.
The Roscoe hits, you mean?
No,
it depends on where you come from.
Depends where you come from, right. But taking an inside pitch with a wood bat, I mean, not oftentimes you sawed off the bat or you squibbed it back to the pitcher on the mound. That was it. But I think more of an adjustment, too, was it turned into a little bit of a bunting game early on those 2 years. Here's Carter Thielen, ground ball to Gertken at second. 4-3 on the putout. Reeder will go to third on that ground ball out. But has the game progressed or what? I mean,
just the way they hit now. Yeah. If you'd put those Easton Red Lines from the late 90s in these guys' hands, we'd be looking at football scores.
We would. I definitely think so.
I think the hitters have gotten a lot better.
Hitting
with a wood bat.
I think they've got stronger.
Yeah.
I do, just because of all the weight training programs going on now in the school systems and stuff like that. I think those athletes are stronger.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're evolving as a society, and you look at, I mean, we quote lifted weights. I graduated 2005. I hear the way that these kids lift these days. It's like, geez, we didn't do that.
No. At the plate, Kyle Leeser. Leeser will drive it to center field. Owen Meyer trotting in. Owen will make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the eighth. They squander a double by Nolan Reeder. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on base. We played eight here in Watkins. 1-0. St. Martin on to the ninth. We'll be back in a minute. Here we go. Top of the ninth inning. Scott Leeser has completed his warm-up tosses, and he'll get Luke Damer, Owen Meyer, and top of the order, Eric Terrace. A one-hitter so far by Leeser through those first eight innings, where he has struck out seven. And has not walked him in. Here's Damer, fly ball, right center field, and that one's going to drop in front of Nolan Reeder, and second hit of the day for the Chargers.
Can't start a fire without a spark, Randy.
That'll force Scott Leeser to pitch out of the stretch, Kirby, for only the second time today.
You're going
to
get a runner here. Number two. It's Tyler Rademacher running for Damer.
Tyler Rademacher in the game. And up at the plate, Owen Meyer.
They need one more guy to reach for Jamie to get a chance.
home plate umpire calling for time. I think he's having trouble with his mask.
Was that this game, too? Was that this guy? Who had the mask trouble, or was that the last game?
Last game.
Okay. Absolute bunt right here, right?
There's Owen Meyer bunting it back to Leeser on the mound. He won't even look to second. He'll throw to first, and they get the Meyer on the sacrifice bunt.
You think maybe he should have looked to second?
I think he should have. But, you know, Scott Leeser, with that confidence as a pitcher, he goes, I'll be okay. I can get those next guys.
That's one less out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take what they give you.
Here's Eric Terrace, 0 for 3 on the day. Single, potentially scores Rademacher from second. One out, one on. First Charger to reach second base today.
That's insane.
It is insane.
The ninth inning.
Inside to Eric Terrace.
Well, they only had the one base runner.
Yeah.
Jamie had a two-out single, and the next guy bounced out.
That's been it. Pitch two. Eric Terrace fouled out of play, and the count at a ball and a strike. One ball, one strike. On deck, Ethan Meyer. Scott Leeser's pitch. Terrace fly ball left field. Coming hard. Brian Schlungen will make the catch for out number two. Brian had to come a long ways. Grab that one, though, without a dive attempt.
Eric got a little under it. Thought that had a chance at a little a gap at first, Randy, but just hung up there.
Here's Ethan Meyer, 0 for 3 today for Ethan.
Last chance.
And Scott Leeser looking down to Kurt Schlungen. Rademacher, he'll hang out at second. And the pitch to Meyer, a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. Ball and no strikes. Leeser pauses and comes home again. Here's a chopper back to Scott on the mound. He'll snap it, the underhand flip. And a 1-3 putout will end this ball game here this afternoon at 5:27.
Yeah.
5:27. We started at 3:50.
3:50. So you're at an hour and 37 minute ball game.
Hour and 37.
97 minutes.
We're all of a sudden on time.
Yeah.
And that's going to do it for the Chargers in the ninth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on base. Your final score this afternoon in a gem of a ball game: St. Martin 1, Spring Hill nothing. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll come put a wrap on it and set up for game number 3 here on KASM. Back. All right, we're back at Watkins as game number 2 here today has gone final this afternoon with the St. Martin Martins defeating Spring Hill by a score of 1-0. One run, 6 hits, no errors for the Martins. They left 4. No runs, 2 hits for Spring Hill. They left 2 on base. Winning pitcher Scott Leeser threw that 2-hit gem today. Did not walk a man, did not hit a man. It's probably one of the finest games I've seen Scott throw as an amateur pitcher.
Efficiency-wise, Randy, yeah. That was a masterpiece.
The loss will go to Ty Reller, and Ty pitched darn good. The loss giving up only the 6 hits to the Martins today and the 1 run. So Ty takes the loss. That means that St. Martin moves on, Kirby. They will take on the winner of our first ball game today, and that was the folks from Watkins. So St. Martin and Watkins tomorrow afternoon.
It'll be a good one. It'll be a great matchup. Yep.
Very good matchup. And it also means that Spring Hill will take on Richmond. That's tomorrow afternoon.
Randy, we saw one run before we wrap this up. It was a Ben Schrader single, bunt him to second, got to third on a single, and scored on a single. And that was it. That was our run for that whole game.
Wow.
97 minutes.
Well, the excitement builds, Kirby, as we'll get a state qualifier game coming up. Pearl Lake taking on the Cold Spring Rockies. And, yeah, could it be history in the making for the Pearl Lake Lakers? I guess we'll know after the ball game this evening. We want to thank our Region 15C sponsors for bringing us baseball here on KASM. A reminder, the Rosary is coming up along with our inspirational selections between these two games. El Rosa Lumber Company helping us out along with El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, BNS Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, and Sock Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich Sock Center and Long Prairie, Dairyland Supply of Sock Center, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Westside Liquor in Wade Park, Gilk Services of Richmond, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, Buyer Bill to Belgrade, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, and Erkins Water of Cold Spring. Kirby, you got one more in ya? One more, he says, and we'll be back, Carson Cheetah, in about a half an hour here on KASM. Go get some work done, Carson.